Good morning. Hello. Welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 50. 50, a little bit of a milestone. What a great opportunity to take and have a conversation, another conversation, a little different conversation about bathrooms. Sorry that this topic has been somewhat of a theme, but I'm traveling currently, which brings this very much to mind, not so much the bathrooms that I'm encountering in my stays, but in the actual act of traveling and in the places for which, well, okay, so let's just say, I think of bus stations, I think of airports. This has always made me a little crazy, especially in airports. What do they say over the big PA systems? They ask you if anybody has had Words are hard, and I have had coffee this morning. Maybe it's food coma, too much oatmeal. They've asked you if anyone has had access to your luggage and encourage you not to be away from your luggage or not to let your luggage be away from you, not to let anybody else have access to your luggage when you're not aware. So what happens when you go to the bathroom by yourself and you have like a carry-on? And it used to be, so before we carry-ons even got smaller, we had more stuff sometimes, or if you just have to take your luggage because of whatever reason. In my experience, you typically have one stall, the handicap stall, that you can fit you and your stuff in. And otherwise, you're A, taking a chance if you leave it outside the bathroom door, which I really don't recommend. But if you gotta go and you and it's too big, what are you going to do if you can't get into the handicap stall? Because sometimes people who have wheelchairs need those stalls, and it would be nice to reserve them for them. You don't have enough room to get in, so you have to leave your luggage out, or whatever the case may be, thus leaving it unattended. So it just kind of blows my mind because I'm like, well, kind of airport people, you're forcing me to leave it unattended or be miserable until I get on the plane, for which you don't really want me to use the restroom right away when I get on the plane because you want me to sit down and buckle up. And same with bus stations. Bus stations, oh my gosh. Where you have to carry your stuff with you for the most part, right? So you have luggage. And again, not a great place to just leave it sitting outside the door. Because of course, if it gets stolen, I don't know that they're going to help you very much. And, you know, not that I want to live in a world of fear and et cetera, et cetera. But it's just kind of like, okay, I'll just take it with me, no problem. But if you only have one place to do that, it makes it tricky when you've got a lot of people's luggage. Anyway, it's always been my beef with bathrooms in the airport, especially as I'm standing there trying to figure out how I'm going to cram myself into this tiny stall because I've got seconds before I have to board the plane or whatever the case may be, or at least you're trying to hurry. I don't usually try to board so close to that time, but the point is if you've got somebody who is in the larger stall and you're trying to be in a hurry, take your place in line and go, it makes it really tricky. And if you're by yourself, I mean, it's one thing if you got somebody else, of course, you can tag team, duh, right? But if you're by yourself, not so much an opportunity, thus leaving your stuff open for contamination's the wrong word. Violation? I don't know. I'm just saying, when we design the airports, could we maybe do a little bit of thoughtfulness in the bathrooms, have a little bit more space? That would be great. And, you know, while we're discussing it, malls sometimes do not impress me with this. There is a particular mall, a large mall, for which a set of bathrooms, A, had no hooks. No hooks in a mall. On the bathroom doors. In a place where people have winter coats and packages. And I had used this bathroom just after spending a chunk of money buying a coat that was in a bag that I had to now lay on the floor. And granted, the coat was in a bag, but it was one of those things where, you know, the bag and the coat is large, so the bag is like not a great holder for the coat. And then, of course, there's no like bottom, right? So, you know, there's no like solid bottom to stand it on. So I'm in this tiny, tiny bathroom, literally trying to figure out how I'm going to do this because, again, don't want to leave my stuff on the outside. I'm alone and I'd love to just trust that I can just leave it out there and it'll be fine. But yeah, that seems like really not a great thing. And it's a mall where you buy things and you need hooks to put things on post-purchase. I literally stood there for a while going, well, I could bring the coat back to the store and ask them to hold it for me so I can use the restroom. Because again, not only was it no hooks, but tiny little bathroom space. So there wasn't a good spot to just put it in and like tuck it by the wall or something. So I don't know. I don't quite get it. I'm always amazed at how these things are built. I don't know if they're built by men, and I'm sorry to accuse the men in the world of these things, but it has proven out a few times when looking at how something was designed. It was either a man who didn't have to deal with the actual usage of something, or B, I guess I didn't have an A, but B, it was people who engineered something who just never use it, right? Like they don't work in an industry, so they don't understand how that works and how things might be best suited. So men use bathrooms and they buy things, but I guess their wives carry everything for them. I don't know. You know, when you don't have to carry a purse and then you, okay, I guess guy friends that I know would argue you buy the stuff, you go to the car, you don't go to the bathroom. You just go straight to the car and go home. So that might be the key. So men engineers, go ask some ladies about bathrooms before you're designing your next fancy pants building. Because I hate taking up so much real estate for bathrooms. Like, people don't spend that much time in there and it seems like a waste. But it's really important when it's important. And malls, come on, hooks, people, hooks. I know for a while there was the thing of like not putting hooks in because people were stealing stuff, and then you couldn't put them low because if somebody could come in, your purse was dangling so they could lift your purse and take it away. And I'm giving all the thieves bad or good ideas right now. I'm sorry. Don't listen to these bad people. But there are other ways to do it. Put the hook on the side and not quite so low, maybe, right? Yeah, you can don't put them all in the same place, maybe, so somebody can't predict what's going on in the stall. Yeah, just some thoughts. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. That's my rant on bathrooms today. And sadly, it probably won't be my last. Thank you so much for listening. Check me out on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That is the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. Have a wonderful rest of your morning, rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.